From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. Hello, I'm Jake Longwell. I welcome you to another hour of music focusing on the more innovative and creative aspects of modern jazz. We'll open the program this time with classic sounds of Miles Davis and his 1968 Columbia release, Miles in the Sky. At the time of this record's release, listeners could definitely tell that Miles was moving in a new direction in his music. The trumpeter, who of course by this point had been a trailblazer in modern jazz for well over two decades, was blazing a new trail. This album, certainly more freer in its sound, more emphasis on creative improvisation here, but also the album very much laying the foundations for the classic jazz rock fusion albums that Miles would record in the coming years, like Bitches Brew and In a Silent Way. He's featured in his classic mid and late 60s quintet with Wayne Shorter on sax, Herbie Hancock on both acoustic and electric piano here, Ron Carter on bass and Tony Williams on drums, and they're joined on one track, Paraphernalia, by a young George Benson on guitar. But this piece will feature just the classic quintet with Herbie Hancock on electric piano. It's the cut that took up all of side one of the original LP. It's simply entitled Stuff. Thank you. Miles Davis, with Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, Ron Carter, and Tony Williams, respectively, from Miles in the Sky, released in 1968, we listened to Stuff. We'll listen to a pair of groups fronted by flute players in this set. While there have been numerous multi-reed players in jazz that have been known to play flute on various tracks on their recordings, there are only a handful of jazz musicians that are exclusively flute players. We'll hear two of them in this set. First up will be Lloyd McNeil, flutist and visual artist who is currently based in the New York City area. We'll go back to 1969 for his album Asha, at the time released on Asha Records. It has since been reissued by Soul Jazz Records. He is in a quintet with Gene Rush on piano, Steve Novosel on bass, Eric Gravett on drums and percussion, and Paul Hawkins on Latin percussion. We'll listen to Warmth of a Sunny Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
We began the set with Lloyd McNeil. From the album Asha, released in 1969, we heard Warmth of a Sunny Day. And lastly, another American jazz flute player, Jeremy Steig, who is recognized not only for his own recordings, but also for his work as a sideman and in collaborative efforts with other jazz legends, including pianist Bill Evans. From Jeremy's 1970 Blue Note LP, Wayfaring Stranger, he's joined here by Sam Brown on guitar, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Don Elias on drums. We listen to the opening track of Side 1, aptly titled In the Beginning. Some classic jazz flute sounds from the late 60s and early 70s. Hope you enjoyed that. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. A reminder that you can email the program anytime with your questions, comments, and music requests. The email address is qualityradioproductions@yahoo.com. Again, that's qualityradioproductions@yahoo.com. Also, don't forget about our combination blog and website, where you can view full program playlists, and you can also stream recent episodes of the show at your convenience. All of that is available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com, and you can do a search for this particular episode if you want to listen again or view the playlist. It's Jazz Progressions Program 1410. In this set, it'll be our final set for the hour, we'll listen to some music for the guitar, a couple of guitar duets, both featuring the American guitar virtuoso Ralph Towner, both released on the ECM label. Ralph Towner, a lifelong ECM recording artist. We'll listen first to a track from his second collaboration with guitarist John Abercrombie. Their first collaboration for ECM in 1976, called Sargasso Sea. In 1981, they went back into the studio and recorded another album, appropriately titled 5 Years Later. For the longest time, Sargasso Sea was available on CD, but 5 Years Later was not. ECM finally rectified that in 2014 as part of their Resolutions reissue series. So that album is now available in digital form. Ralph Towner featured on both classical and 12-string guitar, John Abercrombie on both acoustic and electric guitar, electric 12-string guitar, and mando guitar, a hybrid guitar and mandolin. We'll listen to the track Bamabia. Thank you.
Thank you.
We began the set with Ralph Towner and John Abercrombie, Bomabia, from 5 Years Later, released in 1981. And lastly, from 1978, Brazilian guitarist Egberto Gismanti and his album Sol do Meu Dia, which I think translates to My Day in the Sun. He's featured in various collaborative settings on different cuts. On that track, Egberto was featured on 8-string guitar with Ralph Towner on 12-string guitar, a two-part piece, Palacio de Pinturas and Construção da Algeia. Other tracks on the release feature the likes of Jan Garbarek on reeds and Colin Walcott and Nana Vasconcelos on various ethnic percussion. And that will wrap it up for this edition of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to your company again very soon. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.